Hello, this is the English program. Welcome to our British politics program, dominated yet again by more Brexit claims and counterclaims. Britain would enter a year-long recession if the country voted to leave the European Union, according to George Osborne. The Chancellor is urging voters not to choose what he describes as a DIY recession in next month's referendum. He said it could leave the economy at least 3.6% lower than forecast in 2 years. He's also warning the British economy could drop by up to 6% after 2 years if Brexit negotiations with other countries failed and tariffs were introduced. So we'll keep you posted, I think, on what's going on there. Let's find out what Boris has been saying. He says, to no one's very great surprise, Project Fear turned out to be a giant hoax. The markets were calm. The pound did not collapse. The British felt suddenly and unexpectedly galvanized. Now, this is an article that he's written, effectively looking into the future, looking back. So he's looking at how the whole Brexit thing, assuming that we do leave, how it will be written about in the future, and how basically, in his view, the people who voted to remain will basically, in the future, having seen how successful the country becomes, will probably be a bit embarrassed to even admit that they voted to remain. So we'll see what happens there. David Cameron has admitted, for the first time, the Tories may have fallen foul of election spending rules. A bitter row is raging over whether the party illegally dodged cash caps in individual seats by filing bills from its battle bus as national expenses. It's left the Tories facing a series of police probes across the country. David Cameron has said that he still does not believe the party have done anything wrong. Jeremy Corbyn is wooing Ed Miliband to return to the shadow cabinet in a move which will cause bitter divisions within the party. The former Labour leader, who presided over the party's worst election result since 1987, is privately advising Mr. Corbyn on how to lead the Labour Party, paving the way for a return to frontline politics. Miliband is offering regular counsel and advice to his successor, including how not to repeat his mistakes and ways to handle a rather hostile media. Well, this is the English program. I'm going to mention something here about e-cigarettes, and then something about Clinton, and that will be it for today, I think. So plans to ban e-cigarettes in some public places will be dropped from the Wales Public Health Bill, the First Minister has said. It basically failed to pass on the last day of the previous assembly after opposition from Plaid Cymru. And Republicans have rallied behind Donald Trump in the weeks since he effectively clinched his party's presidential nomination, helping him to narrow Democrat Hillary Clinton's once double-digit lead to just 3 percentage points. This is reported in a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll. Hillary Clinton leads the New York businessman 46% to 43%, which is quite close, in a test matchup between the two likely nominees, according to the poll. Well, thank you for listening. We're back tomorrow.